It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. A proposed reform to Michigan's no-fault auto insurance is circulating in the legislature. Among other things, it would cap benefits for people who suffer severe injuries in auto accidents at $1 million. Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson has come out as a strong opponent to this legislation, and he joins us now. Mr. Patterson, welcome to the program.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Now, you're still recovering from a serious auto accident you had last summer. How much of an impact did that experience have on your opposition to this proposed reform?
Well, I got to clarify one thing from the get-go. While I'm under recovery right now, I'm still in physical therapy, and my driver, unfortunately, is paralyzed from the neck down and is considered to be a quadriplegic. Neither one of us are covered by this fund, the Auto No-Fault Fund. Jim and I are on duty. And so we're being covered under workers' compensation. So there's not a, I don't get a penny from that fund, so it's not as if I'm trying to protect my revenue source, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did the accident make me more, I think, aware, more sensitized to the plight of people who suffer catastrophic injuries? Absolutely. Like I said, my driver, Jim, is a quadriplegic and has very little hope of recovery. And I've met people in that same category who are under the coverage of the no-fault auto insurance fund. But for that fund, they long ago would have been put into a medical warehouse, some nursing home, a rest home, under Medicaid, and never to be seen again.
Now, Governor Snyder says that the way auto insurance is currently structured, it creates a drag on the economy and increases auto insurance rates. Is he wrong?
I think any time there's a bill that you have to pay that's imposed by government, it can help the economy. Our rates here in Michigan were 5% higher than the national average. By that, I mean right now, that's $22 higher than the national average. In exchange for that slight nick, when you buy your insurance, you get in return unlimited coverage. And you're talking about coming in now with a bill that would cap that coverage at $1 million. That sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But my driver, the accident was only in August, 8 months ago? He's already gone through $2.4 million. So $1 million, it would have covered him for about 4 months. I mean, when these people are catastrophically injured, the expenses for care are just astronomical. And to cap it at a million it sounds like a lot, but it really is inadequate. Michigan clearly has the best benefits of all of the states. Our Institute for Insurance here in Michigan, the Michigan Institute for Insurance, was bragging just a couple of years ago. It was the best bang for your buy and so forth. They have now flipped to the dark side and are helping to lead the charge trying to repeal no-fault, whereas literally 2 years ago, they were calling it the best auto insurance in the nation. If the governor's proposal, it's really not so much his, it's the insurance industry's proposal, if it passes in the form that it's in, the kind of care you get will not be determined by your doctor. It'll be determined by some insurance executive.
And are you getting feedback from the legislature?
Yeah, right now they have to carry so many votes to pass this legislation, and they know and I know that they don't have the votes yet. There's going to be some serious arm twisting, and they're going to be brought into the office of the speaker, and they're going to lock the door, and there's going to be a waterboard treatment, they call it. And the biggest objection I think all of us have is that the MCCA, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, made up by insurance companies, they set the fees, they set the rates, do so in secret. The records are beyond the reach of what we call FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. So how did you arrive at your rate of 186? We use an actuarial assumption that is so complicated, quote, you wouldn't understand it. In other words, we're too stupid.
Before we let you go, how is your recovery coming along?
Well, every bone in my body basically was broken. I have two broken legs, broken ankle, shattered right knee, shattered left hip. Two compound fractures of my left and right wrist. That sounds bad, and it is bad. But I go out at night, I speak, I go out to dinner. I have a quality of life. And I look at my good friend who's in his bed looking at the ceiling, and that's the view he'll have for the rest of his life. I've got no complaint, and nor do I complain, because, like I say, I still get out, still have time to share a few laughs with my friends, and that's something, unfortunately, is beyond Jimmy's reach.
L. Brooks Patterson is Oakland County Executive. Mr. Patterson, thanks for speaking with us.
Sure, anytime. Thank you.